keep your hands and arms inside now until we get out into the river. Welcome to the Wakulla River. Out on this trip now, we'll be seeing rare bird wildlife and alligators. It's kind of late in the afternoon now. We're going to have to look a little close for the alligators. Out here on your left, the white bird you see walking on the marsh, that's an immatured little blue heron. Immatured little blue heron. Now in front of us, on your right, down on the bank, there's your first alligator. Alligator on the bank in front of us now on your right. We got plenty of alligator out here now. If anyone on board here like to have an alligator, don't be bashful. Just let me know. You see, what I'll do here now is I'll stop and let you off on this trip, try and pick you up on the next trip. Anyway, by that time, we should know who's going back. You're that alligator. Out on your left now, high up in the top of the tree, the big black birds you're seeing, those are vultures. We have two type vultures out here now. We have the black vulture and we have the turkey vulture. Black vulture's a black head, the turkey vulture has a red head. Out here, some people refer to them as a plain old buzzard. Buzzards on your left. Way out in the country now, some people refer to them as a country airplane. And some of those other places, they refer to him as the Undertaker's Helper. That's a vulture. I don't get off in the tree now. Standing out on a limb, that's the Anhinga. What a turkey, snake bird, all the same bird. Out on the marsh to your left there, the black bird you're seeing with the red beak, those are the Gallinoo, common Gallinoo. But because they're here in the state of Florida, we refer to him as a Florida Gallinoo. If he was in Georgia, he'd be a Georgia Gallinoo. That's the little black bird with the reddish beak. Vultures in the trees high in front of us. Back to your left here now, the long-necked white bird, that's the American egret. Some people refer to him as the great egret. Alligator on your left. Right back on the bank. Right up on the bank there on your left. You see out here now, that vulture there got a lot of confidence in himself. He'll catch him just like that. A lot of people underestimate him because he lays around all lazy. That alligator you see in there now, he can outswim the average boat out here in the water, and he can outrun a horse on land for a short distance. So you see, when it becomes necessary, he can really move. Out here now, familiar question is, what do the alligators eat? Well, fellas, now listen up, this is your cue. They eat birds, frogs, fish, snakes, and nagging wives. If you got one now, you brought it to the right place.
What's that, man?
Wooden docks up on the side of the tree, that's a wood duck nest. We constructed them for the wood ducks to lay and hatch their young. Wood duck nest. I had one lady out here earlier today ask me if that was a country telephone booth. I don't know where she was from. Sup, Choppy Florida, Wiggum, Georgia 1. On your left here now, right down on the bush again, that's the Anhinga. That's a male. The male has Anhinga. What a turkey, snake bird, all the same bird. Notice him closely, the body is furry-like, the wing is feathered. What he's doing up there now, he's drying out. He has to dry out in order to fly any height any distance.
Any fish in here?
14 different species of freshwater fish out here. All right, here on your left, ladies, last trip, I had you a snake. Look close, right up there beside the tree. See him right in between the fork up close there. See him, Dana? See, look, right up close, right up beside the tree in between the snag and the fork there, see? Don't see him? Right up close there beside the tree. Just about all you can see is his head now. There was one also down low there. That's all right, you can't see him. I got another one around the corner here you can see.
What kind of snake is he?
Little brown water snake now. He's not poison. All he can do is hit you and scare you to death. Little brown water snake. He's not poison. We got something strange going on the boat back here. We got a lady that moved over 3 times. See it moving again. I mentioned the word snake, she got up and sit in that other lady's lap. You another snake, he gonna be hard to see too, but I'm gonna try to show him to you because I want you to see this snake. Watch this lady first, though. She gonna get in this other lady's lap. Right back here laying up in the sight to sneeze. See? Right in between those cypress knees there. See those brown things ball up in there? See him? See the brown thing laying up there? Brown object, kind of shiny. See him? He kind of hard to see now, well camouflaged. You don't see him?
Oh yeah, I see him.
Brown water snake. How about that lady sitting in that lap? You see him? I want you to see him. You the one I want to see him now. Right, there's some coots out there. The black one with the red beak is yellow. The black with the white beak, that's the coot. As I was saying, I got this lady up looking again and I didn't even say snake. You see, I got my reason now for you ladies seeing that snake. I know all you ladies like snakes. Sometimes coming up the backside that we get over in the back jungle in the bush, we get a little snake in the bush. Look at her squirming. I didn't normally when I get a snake in the boat, I get people in the water. But you see, I just remind the people in the water about the alligator in the water, people back in the boat. Really, no problem. What you seeing in here on the right now, this is our boat landing and repair shop. This is what's supposed to keep us going up and down the river. That boat you seeing there on the right now, that's what happened to the last boat load that didn't believe our alligators were real. This is the head of the river, right up here.
Runs out in the Gulf.
Another male I'm hanging there on your lap. That little flower you're seeing up there, ladies, that's an aster. Now, down in front of us on the water here, the brown ducks you're seeing, those are widgeon. That's the American widgeon. Some people call them a bald pate. They're migratory, just here for the winter. Also in there now, there's a pair of wood ducks. Ladies, see right there. See the one there with all the beautiful colors? That's the male. The other one now, that's the female. As you can see now, ladies, Mother Nature, she kind of changed things around a little bit this trip and give the male the beauty. Sorry about that. You ladies can't win them all.
They're wood ducks.
You can't lose them all either. That's life. On your right here now, you'll see a clearing. This is one of our feeding areas. Sometime we pass wild deer, wild turkey. Lee, there's some deer out there on the other side of the cage. Up in the cage, there's a 500-pound black bear. See her walking around in the cage. See her walking around up in the cage. Out here now, there's wild turkey out there. See him up there feeding. Wild turkey. Out here now, the old bear, her name is Algie. Her dad is Jim Denton and Honey. She's in that cage for her protection and a whole lot of hours. On your left in the tree now, there's White Ibis. White Ibis, on your left in the tree. The brown one you're seeing out there, that's an immature Ibis. That's a young one. Down on the log out there on your left, there's Turtle and Alligator. Soup-sized turtles. Out there on your left. Back on your right here now, the long-necked white bird, that's the American egret. Some people refer to him as the great egret. Limpkin back here on your right. That brown bird, that's the limpkin, that's the red one. You see out here now, as we come past that cage, that bear you see in that cage, there's a little story that goes along with that bear in the cage. Out here, the gentleman that owned this place, he's about 92 years young, his name is Edward Ball. Out here, Ed Ball said he was gonna cage him a bear. This being a wildlife sanctuary, the state said no. Ed Ball said yes. The state still said no. So the state went to court, Ed Ball went to Europe, and we got the bear in the cage. You see, the last time old man Ball went to court, he stood up and told them he had more money than they had time. I think they're inclined to believe it. Now, as I make the turn here, if you'll glance over the sides from time to time, you should be able to see some of the fish. We got 14 different species of freshwater fish. Now, I know right away with some of you, that brings about a question here of can I fish? Yes, you can. But if you get caught, you see, you got to have a little money, plus you got to have a little time. Because it costs you about $500 a pound, plus 5 years per pound. Get a little steep if you get caught fishing out here. Right in front of us, right there on the right, there's a turtle on the log. Turtle on the log, limpkin in front of us in the marsh. String-a-leg turtle on your right. Better known as a chicken turtle. Journey back up the river, as I said, if you glance over the side, the great looking fish you'll see running up the river, those are mullet. see on your left again. Now, as I said, that's a wood duck nest. We constructed them for the wood ducks to lay and hatch their young. Limpkin in the marsh, right down on your left. Alligator on your left, up on the bank. Right up on the bank there on your left. Alligators on the bank, back to your right. As I say to you now, we got plenty of alligators. If anyone on board here like to have an alligator, don't be bashful. Just let me know. Nice size alligator there on your right. Alligator in there on your right. The old alligator you're seeing now, she's like a chicken. She lays her eggs. She lays an average of 50 to 60 eggs. Under normal conditions now, the male alligator, he'll find the nest and he'll eat about half of them. She'll go back and hatch the rest, watch them and protect them from 6 to 8 months. Then she'll turn around and begin to eat them herself. A lot of people say, ah. Well, now that's only Mother Nature's way of keeping the alligator population down. We got well over 100 alligators out here now. If all of them had from 50 to 60, it would be impossible to go up and down the river. Alligator on your right. That's old Nubby you're looking at out there now. She's missing part of her tail and also part of both her hind legs. She was in a fight with another alligator. That's the female there. The female has the brown neck. The male has the black. Fairly nice size alligator there on your right now. Right in there on your right. Right along here now, looking at those alligators. I know some of you are saying, those alligators are not real. They're stuffed. You're right. They're stuffed on all the ducks and fish that they can catch and get inside of them. Tall green grass you're seeing here on your right now, that's wild rice. Wild rice. Another pair of wood ducks right down on your left there. Right down your left. One with all the beautiful colors, that's the male. You're seeing out here in the river. These are cypress, swamp cypress. They'll live as long as they're in the water. Right out here on your right now, what you're seeing here, those are cypress knees. That's through to the tree. That's how the cypress tree get its air, right down through the knee. Ladies, those knees make beautiful lamps. Some places here, they're taking the trees and making beautiful clocks. You see out here now, all of this is the river along here. The water out here itself is not very deep, but these waters now flows 18 miles down into the Gulf of New Mexico. And all this water in here is supplied by that spring. That spring itself is flowing over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. This is the world's largest and deepest spring. 185 feet deep, flowing 600,000 gallons per minute. Now in front of us here on your right, we got us a gator. We got a gator. He's a big one. Let's see if we can get a little close and move him one time. Ooh. move off there. Watch him move off. Nice size alligator there. If you felt like Tarzan, he might be a little competition for you. We don't know. Looking at him now, saying he's just about the size of old Joe, the one we got in the hotel in the case. Old Joe's weight was estimated at 650 pounds. Now, all in front of us here, high up in the top of the trees, the big black birds, the vultures. As I said, some people call them a buzzard. Again, right here on you right now, the little blackbird with the red beak, that's the little Galinoo. That's the meanest little bird on the river, the only bird on the river that'll fly on an alligator's head and peck him right down between the eye. Little Galinoo. Big purple-looking bird out there on your right, that's a great blue heron. Way over in on your right, great blue heron. What we call the back jungle. Back in here now, back in the late 40s, this is where they shot some jungle scenes from some of those stars and movies. These are also the waters in here now where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller. Alligator on your right here now, she got a bunch of little babies out there someplace. Look close. Right over there on your right. One little one laying at this side of the bush. See him? A little bit larger than a lizard there. See him moving off to the water. Baby alligator.
How many alligators do they have?
They lay an average of 50 to 60 eggs. The male alligator find the nest and eat about half of them. So they actually hatch out anywhere from 30 to 40 eggs. But when it all winds down, they only end up with something like from 5 to 10 alligators. If that many. I guess time for my lady to jump a little bit again now. Right back in here is where I said we have to be careful and stay out of the brush. This is where we get in the brush, we get that little snake in the boat. Like I say now, snake in the boat, people in the water. Alligator in the water, people back in the boat. Really no problem. Out in front of us here now, those of you who can remember some of those old Tarzan movies, you might be able to recognize this stream by that leaning palm down there in front of us. Right above that leaning palm down there now is where they had a tree house. That's where old Tarzan swung out there on that vine, hollering, oh, 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 and carried on. You know, out here now, some people got a theory for everything. And all the time out here just happened to be a lady. One lady said Tarzan's famous holler come from his hand slipping on that vine. In other words, he was hurting. And then that's also where I said he supposedly wrestled the alligator. A lot of people get in here, they see alligator, first thing popping to mind is that the alligator that Tarzan wrestled. Well, all I can tell you now is most likely, but not Holly. You see, that Tarzan was a wise man. When he come, he bought his own alligator. When he left, he took him with him. You figure him out. Looking here now, the best shot of this stream will be just as I make the turn here for you to look to your rear. Look to your rear. That's the way they shot the stream in the old Tarzan movie. Beautiful scenery there. Snake on your left there. See him right there hanging off that bush. Where that lady at? She in your lap yet? You see him? Everybody see him? Hanging off the bush. Let me back up so we won't get in the bushes there and mash him. I got one lady I told, look at the snake. She looking the other way. You can't see no snake looking that way. Look over there at that snake. That's a brown water, banded water snake. He's not poison, all he can do is hit you and scare you to death. This white bush here, you see it all up and down the river now. That's a salt bush. Come out around here now. Great blue heron going to your left. Great blue heron. When we come out down here now, this will be the head of the river. This will be that spring itself. Standing in the marsh down on your left. To the edge of that deep water. We're coming out to that spring itself. Now, if you'll stand up here and glance over the side, you should be able to see down the ways. How long in here now? It goes down from 45 to 50 feet. Then she drops off to 125 feet. Right down in front of that tower now, it goes down to 185 feet, flowing 600,000 gallons per minute. This is that spring. You see, one thing about the swimmers there, once they run and jump off that top tower, they don't have to worry about going down. It's just the coming back up they have to be concerned about. Now, this ledge in which you're beginning to see down here now, this is quite a famous ledge down here. Right down there is where they shot some scenes from that movie, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Also some scenes from that movie, Airport 77. If you've seen those movies, you've seen that ledge down there on the screen. Well, now right about here, I'm supposed to say, I hope you folks had a little thrill. Now there sits the lodge upon the hill. We've got southern cooking that's sure to please. We got pan-fried chicken and black-eyed peas. We're here to serve you the best what am. We got steak, seafood, and country ham. I certainly hope that everyone have enjoyed your trip. I'd like for everyone now to be seated. Remain seated. Keep your hands and arms inside the windows till I can dock the boat, get it tied up outside, and make it safe for you to unload. You all come back, bring your friends. You're always welcome back to Wakulla Springs. Right here now, folks, we are now coming to the best part of the trip. Me docking. You see, out here now, they don't give us much room to think about it. Either we do it or we don't. Most of the time, I... Need to go a foot the other way, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. It's great. Next, I have first time he's ever done.